It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, here on 12radio.com. I hope we're changing the way you listen to the world out there. And good morning, post-eclipse, everyone. It is April the 9th, 2024. Today it is 11:02 a.m. here in Central Florida. It's a little bit on the quiet side. I know many of you, I hope I saw Renee, good morning. Somebody said good morning and happy post-eclipse hangover. That's right. That's what it feels like, right? And so I've been truly, I'm actually enjoying the energy a little bit. Because it brings a lot of interesting, I feel, depth to situations and things we can really get to the bottom of during this retrograde cycle. Before I continue my rant, good morning to everyone coming in the room. If you are on Facebook, we have a 12 radio page. It is a private group where we could see what we're saying amongst each other in the outside world. Cannot. So you're welcome to come on in and post if you'd like to share. Also, I'm taking some questions as usual. I want to remind everyone that, and I want to welcome you, obviously, if you are here for the first time, so come on in. I do want to say good morning to everyone coming in. I could tell that everyone is a little bit on the sleepier side this morning, but you know, it's interesting. Because we talk about how the planets are aligned and how everything is created on purpose, you know. And coming off of that Aries, I was laughing with Mark Husson, and I told him I had to hide a little bit yesterday. I could tell, you know, sometimes that sharp edge of Aries with an Aries moon that I have in the eighth house, I kind of get right to the bottom of it and I forget that we have these sensitivities, you know, and getting to the bottom of it sometimes is what it's all about. But there's a way to go around it when you have that Aries moon or you have some Aries energy in your chart. C.A. Brooks, I know you know what I'm talking about too. But when you have this, you know, I have to remind myself sometimes as much water as I contain. Thank God. I always say I'm, we're all created for a reason, a specific way. And we have to keep our energy balanced, right? So I was laughing because without that water and that sensitivity, I don't know what would happen. And so sometimes, you know, I told Mark I have to hide a little bit today because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings in that. I forget that I go all Aries on the Aries moon. So it's interesting as empaths that we get a bit, we absorb what's around us. Now, this is the same goes true for empaths and narcissists or empaths and empaths or empaths and pets or empaths in any person that you have a relationship with. It's very, very, the absorption rate, there, it cannot be denied. And see, during a new moon, we always say that it gets a little dim, the lights go out. I know. Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate that. She said she looks forward to my rants. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm going to ask everybody in the room this morning. Good morning, Rebecca and Patricia and Alishea. Hello. Lovely day to you. Ariana, so happy you're here. Maureen, my Jersey girl. I'm going to ask you, any of you, if you had gotten to see the eclipse, if you did any adventures. I have great clients who've done some adventures about it. We were, of course, a little quiet here. I can't seem to pull myself away from my night blooming jasmine in the evening. And I'm sitting out there and I finally feel like a legitimate Italian sitting in her garage. I don't know if any of you remember back in the day, the Italians used to screen the garage porch to sit out there and play cards or cook or whatever they did. They had like a whole other life out there. And I thought to myself last night, wow, you're really showing your age, Kat, sitting out here looking at the flowers, enjoying the weather, and definitely tending to my new friends. And so I think as an empath, we become one with everything or everyone that takes place or happens to cross our paths around us, more so than someone who's not really that aware of what's happening. And often, as empaths, we can convince ourselves that we're taking in more energy than is necessary, or it just so happens that we have to absorb or sort more, right? And I know many of you know what I'm saying. So we tend to get more sensitive or emotional about these things. And so down here in Florida, we only had a partial eclipse. I know many of you did. Has anyone here had a full experience with seeing it? Or I've had some people gripe a little bit saying they expected so much more. And yes, there was a lot of hype around it. So we wanted to keep the hype down here because there's, at all moments in time when we take care of other people, or when we are in service to others, we have to truly be cautious about what we're absorbing or how much excess we're taking on. And I know many of you know this and how much we've talked about it before, So, anyway, the bottom line is in a Mercury retrograde, in that north, well, that north node is in Aries, which I hadn't mentioned yesterday and wish I did, because I do feel there's a calling about it when it's pulling us there. When the universe, when the nodes in this, up above or from above, when those nodes are calling you to that north node and it's surrounded by the healing planet Chiron, when we look at the wounded healer, when we look at the moon, and when we look at Mercury retrograde encompassing all of those things, we could pretty much sort out what's taking place all over, right? But it's a good reminder to look to that Aries energy for strength, to look to that boldness, to a reminder to be brave and work through your emotions and work through what's triggering you, what that deepest wound in you is. So there was a lot of that going on and taking place yesterday. So if you had any experiences, if anything happened to you that you want to share or ask about, I'm opening the room now. We're going to come in. I'm super excited to do some readings today. I had some calls from my children and my mother yesterday, and they were like starting. I could tell by the tone of their voice what the message is about or the conversations kind of entail, because I just, when you have an eighth house moon like that in Aries, it's just like really fast. I could finish a sentence. Unfortunately, not the sentences I care to finish in that moment, right? With all these other things going on in the sky. And so I was literally taking care of business, I guess we want to say, yesterday at home with everybody. But I'm that way right now. So the thing is, when we have this vibration in our voice, we also, as empaths, how many of day to day, and we take all of these things for granted. We don't even realize how very much we understand others or where they're coming from, because you can have a conversation with someone and already know by the tone of their voice what they're going to say, what's going on, or they're not right, And so we definitely go into these conversations with a little more depth than norm than usual or typical. And so we could usually tell. And sometimes I do feel sorry for my children because they really can't dance around much. And I'm just like, spit it out, because I already know this is what you're gonna say. And I had this a couple times yesterday. So It's like that sometimes, even when we call for advice and guidance. And it's nice that somebody can kind of get to the bottom of it immediately and just like tear it apart and just relax, you know? Speaking of relaxing, Kay Dragon says, good morning. She's trying to relax. Oh, you're having eye surgery. Well, lots of prayers and love to you, Kay. Kay is a one to listen psychic advisor. And you know, it's interesting, and I'm wishing you lots of love and luck today. I didn't know you were having surgery today, of course, but I've noticed that a lot of sensitivity. Actually, Kay, I do feel, of course, you're going to be wonderful, and I also feel it will heighten some of your sensitivity, but I feel good about that. And you know, I also think you're coming to another phase of an awakening, and and that's really some of this. I try to symbolize, or I try to use a symbolic tone about it, but the bottom line is you're having an awakening with or without your procedure, and I do think your procedure will go very well, okay? Please come back and let us know that you're healing and everything is going great. All right. Annika, good morning. Rebecca, good morning. Let me come into the room and start filtering, answering, seeing who's calling to me today. I know it is definitely a retrograde energy, you could tell. Taurus moon's coming in. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm gonna let you cozy up a little bit. Take it a little slower today. Treat yourself to something small or nice, you know? All right, let's take a peek, see. Okay, Alishaya, I love this contribution here. She says she did say it wasn't a whole eclipse in Virginia. However, she'll tell us that she felt super energized on Sunday night, as if I could conquer anything. I love that Aries energy when it comes in, and I love that. I feel like you can conquer. See, that's the boldness and the reminder to be brave. We're gonna use a little bit of a different deck this morning to see if we can have some fun. And I'm gonna take a peek, and I think I'm gonna start pulling a card or two here. And we're gonna do the foodie thing. I feel like there's food. I don't know why after this energy of. Yeah, of course, it's Taurus moon. We always want to have something good to eat, but it's also more a matter of rejuvenating all of that energy, like Alishea just reminded me. Love the Queen of Wands energy for you and the new beginnings that I see creatively, also Alishea, as well as the, you know, when we come off of this high energy week or time, and we're on the other side, and we kind of like Pamela said, get the hangover from it. We want to be nourishing ourselves, and we definitely want to bring ourselves some comfort, and that's what I'm I'm requesting of all of you, to eat a little better today. And I don't mean better in a healthier way. Eat whatever you want in a good way. And ground, do a little grounding, because I think the collective hype of everything going on had everybody like in disarray. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely hope this helps, and I feel really confident that Alishea, you are going to treat yourself kindly and definitely get some comfort and eat. You're gonna have to nourish and eat, and I'm assuming you have to wait till after your procedure, but that's okay. I think it's very important to cozy up and have some good food, okay? Also, and Alishea, you know, there's something about abundance coming your way. If you've been waiting for something, if you've been looking for something different, if you've been experiencing delays around financial increase. I actually see this coming. So it looks like government entity, it could be like Social Security benefits, it could be medical benefits, it could be something like this. I also feel that as well. And so that looks great for you. Lots of pentacle energy as well, floating around. It is a Taurus moon, I feel. I don't know if it's moved. I have to ask one of my astrologers, but I'm thinking this because it's a little bit on the quiet side. And let's take a look at who's next. Patricia says the path of the eclipse, and she saw, she lives in the totality of it, and it was fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Joni, I do love, she says, the energy. It is energy, right? Not all of us get along well with that Aries energy, but I certainly love it and appreciate it. At the same time, I do think it makes us a little spicier, and feistier, so I definitely have to curb my pace during this cycle. And with the Mercury retrogrades, it's funny. I think patience is not a virtue during this cycle, but I would encourage all of you to put it on your priority list for the rest of the retrograde. Because I have seen a lot of hype and then disappointment or projection or perhaps. What is the word I'm looking for? But definitely writing some scripts to our stories that don't need to be pre-written yet. And so taking, and please, this is for all of you. Joni, I'm coming to you in a moment, but this is for everyone. During the Aries cycle, with or without Mercury retrograde, right? And everything else going on, Chiron, the wounded healer, I think that we tend to want to pre-write our endings and we make assumptions based on the moment. We want to react. We want to get rash during this time. And I think with the Mercury retrograde, whoa, it's like, don't. Try to remember that. I think that's my biggest piece of advice right now because a lot of what we're seeing is a pre-written script, because Chiron is right here. That's we're writing the story based on something that happened a long time ago, not what's happening now. And so we want to complete the story before it's actually here, and try to watch out for that. I don't know if any of you had experienced that yet. And then we realize, oh no, it's coming out to this is actually a good ending. Why did I get so worried about nothing? This kind of thing. So, just please be on guard of that, all right, within yourselves. All right. Joni, let me come back to you. See how we're doing here. You wrote something that I don't want to. Okay, good morning. Okay, ah, the energy, she says. No employment position as of yet, but I took the Aries energy by the horns. I took a leap. I've signed up to take a training. I love that. Get a new certification and be, you know what? No one's taking that away from you, and I love it. I think, while we're on any kind of employment mission, I definitely believe that we should at least be open to learning new things or taking on something new. Because every time we do, all instead of waiting or getting frustrated or impatient, I think it's so good to go through this education process, or it could be even an hour course or even a 5-minute experience. It doesn't matter how long it is. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves when we have to take on some new energy. I feel that a lot of what happens is we think we have to go all the way with it and it has to be a forever course or training, or we forget that 5 minutes can do us wonders. And what we're doing is telling the universe that we are ready to take on more. We are ready to improve what we contain and what we can bring to something new and exciting and wonderful, and which I know I'm sure you're kicking and screaming a little bit, which I understand. I'm gonna try to get a symbol for you, and I actually want to take I want to scribble a little bit right now, which I've been enjoying. And I do actually have a star or something of the sort, which is more than a star because it has more points than a regular star. And this is a symbol of where or what you're going to be called to ahead, or the location of where you're going to be employed. So it has like a lot of points like a star, but it may have more than that. And so I feel this strongly, and let us know if this shape appears for you, because it's a logo, okay? And it looks like a star with multiple angles, if that makes any sense. Okay, I'll try to snap it and send it to you later, but you'll understand what I'm saying. Because if you draw a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, if you draw a 6-point star and keep adding to it and layering it, that's what it actually looks like, okay? I feel super clear about that. I hope that makes sense, or it will when you see it. The last logo that I had written or drew was actually the logo of a location that someone had been hired at. And so I hope that we can continue doing more of these symbols. And let me just see, hold on now. I like that as well for you, okay? All right, so remember I'm saying that. The bottom line is I do think you're going where you're meant. And I'm wondering about this process of your certification, but this logo will mean something to you on your journey and your path, and it's a great sign, okay? And come back and let us know. All right, let me come in and get all of you welcome. If you are here for the first time, good morning to you. We're happy you're here. And Michelle, good morning to you. It's nice to see you today. Alishea, thank you for that. She says her natal Jupiter is in the 12th house in Aries. Yeah, I'm sure you have a lot of fun talking to others at times, right? Kind of getting to the bottom of it, digging it up. Like, no, this is where it's at. Joni, I love this energy. So let's just go. I'm trying to get a time frame for you, but they're not quite giving me one yet. Of course, I love the search of anything we're looking for, no matter what we want to do. I have this terrible habit during retrogrades of buying larger items, meaning I always, and you all probably have to at times because things may break down, but I always look for, and Mark Husson says, and he's the one who's taught me this years ago, I always find the sales in the retrograde, and sure enough, that's what usually takes place, including real estate. And if it's not the selling price that's grabbing you on the home, it's the actual turn of events later when you go to sell that home, you can actually make a good profit. And it proves to be true for the most part. You don't want to pay $300,000 for something worth 200 and then expect a profit 3 to 5 years later. But in any case, I think you get what I'm saying. So we can look at the original, we had for years and years all of these fallacies, all of these things in our mind that, don't sign the contract, don't do this, don't do that. In certain circumstances, yes, this all holds true. But for each individual, which is why you should all have your astrology tune-ups when you feel called to that, we're all individualized. What if that Mercury retrograde is bringing you luck that you've never had before, or a return of a phase of, or a window of opportunity that's returning to you for the better? These types of things can actually occur. So let's take a look at who's next. Annika, I haven't seen you in a bit. She said she's in Germany, no eclipse from her. Her heart is heavy with some fresh relationship heartache. As you mentioned, empaths, I feel like I can feel not only my pain, but his pain. Yeah, that's, I am so, so sorry to hear that. Let's hope that we could change a little bit of this energy for you. Sometimes, and this is another thing with relationships during a retrograde, a few things happen when we go through these breakups during these cycles. One is that we had to experience something again, or perhaps more relatable or similar to something we've done before, because we didn't quite get the whole lesson with a similar situation. Or it doesn't have to be situational. It could be about us. What are we to see through these terrible heartaches that we experience that we're meant to be seeing, especially as empaths, because we give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And so it's interesting because we want to really bring ourselves into a place of healing with Chiron and all the planets that we discussed there. I mean, with everything going on in the sky, I'm sure it's been a really difficult time. But honey, I really do believe this is going to heal something deeper for you this time. And something that may have reoccurred within yourself, something, I think the light is shining within. I'm seeing the sun. I feel like there's something you're grabbing about yourself that you needed to see before carrying on for a new situation. And sometimes when these things end in a retrograde, it's to work things out and come back in a better way later. So I do believe that for you as well, and I hope that helps. I feel like you know what I'm saying. I do not want to reveal too much on the air, but I do believe you're going to heal something that needed to come to this place for a very, very long time. Oh, I pulled a card for you. It was the card of the sun. All right, we're in sync. No, I didn't plan that. So I said that. I see the sun in my mind on my right eye. Then I pulled the cards to my left. And now I'm going to shuffle my other deck this morning and try to see what kind of message we get from here moving forward. So the sun is shining above you. You will heal this. I do love the fact that you're going to feel very achieved. You know what it's saying? You're cleaning up something. You're cleaning your floors. You're sweeping out the basement. You're definitely cleaning. You're definitely taking care of personal business. And when I say personal business, I don't mean that in a chilly way. I just mean, look, okay, I'm learning all about myself. I see what has to be cleared here. I'm going to move forward with goodness towards that sun and definitely become healthier for it. Okay. And of course, you're never going to be alone for long. And this time I do feel a little bit of a breather, but then a very successful conclusion at the end of the day romantically. Okay. And you come back and share and let us know. All right. Lots of love to your heart, honey. Okay. Let me see who's next here. I have some comments I need to read. Maya, good morning to you. Patricia, happy good morning to you. Um, Suzanne shared something in the room. She says, Aries moon, I've reached that age where my brain went from, you probably shouldn't say that, to what the hell, let's see what happens. Yeah, I could relate. I really try to tone it, but sometimes it's uncontrolled. It's unleashed, let's say that. Pamela, if you want to share, she said she had a big event happen. The eclipse wasted no time. Eclipse, boom. Michelle, we're going to get to you momentarily. Carrie, good morning. It's so nice to see you today. And I'm going to take a look. Laura, she says, I had a weird incident on Friday when I was hit on the top of our head. Oh, goodness. By the steel roll bar on our new tractor. No concussion, thank God. I don't think, but still feeling a little wonky. I think it is a little bit weird. But I, of course, you know, and I hate this, but I do feel taking it easy is a good idea. Sometimes something happens to gently, and I wasn't so gentle, obviously, but I think gently slow us down. I can't even say it's gentle. That's such a, like an Aries thing. It reminds me of that movement. Ugh, and the head, unfortunately, but thank goodness you're okay. And you feel okay moving forward. I think a couple more days you'll be, I say a couple more days. We're only Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think even by Thursday, you're going to start feeling a lot better and into the weekend, much, much better. Okay. Take it easy another day or two. All right. Rebecca says, hi, Kat. I feel like crap from allergies. Boy, can everyone, it is just a pollen season like no other. Patricia, I know you're feeling it down here too, because it's been terrible. It's hard to tell if it's vibes from allergies or vibes from the eclipse. I have an Aries rising. Oh, right on your head, Missy. So I thought with the eclipse, I'd be raring to go rather than wanting to go back. Nah, I think it's the retrograde keeping you down. Yeah, and a little still. And Chiron's a sleepy energy, I feel. I have a great vibe for you where you're going to go into a little journaling, perhaps would help nourish you, nurture you. Something about your long ago past coming back. I could hear a tapping at your door. Let me just see. I'm getting some names. I'm writing them down. I know this is crazy, but I get a James and I get a Larry. I don't know what this means, but this is what's coming through. I want to remember this because I am pulling the Lover's card, so I don't know what that is. This will mean something to you soon. But I also get the Six of Cups energy in the cards, which is very much from childhood. Also, was there something you've done in childhood to help you with those allergies, or maybe something you've done that you're not remembering? I'm thinking, I'm not a doctor, so please check with your physician for any medical advice you need, but I'm thinking something natural, neti pot, this kind of thing could really truly help, okay? And of course, check with your doctor to make sure it's safe for you. But I do feel like it would, you know, something about it very strong, okay? Reminder. All right. Oh, Jim, I love this. Solar, that's my man. Solar eclipse, Mercury retrograde. Of course, now I choose to attend my first speed dating event. Hey, you know what? Maybe you wanted to do it before. We can always find a loophole and with magic and on the top of our mind, okay? I love this energy for you. I think it's great you're trying something. There was something else that, Carrie, if you're still here, I had mentioned something to her about the website. If we could share, or can you please remind me what I said about the name of that damn site or that company that's over in Europe? Oh, gosh. There's another one I just learned about that matches you with five or six strangers or something at a time, and they're coming to the States. So I thought we should all, all of you single people who are interested in dating, like in a fun way. This is another thing I would like to share, but I can't remember it because I'm old and I have to get somebody to remind me. Gosh. Jim, I think this is fabulous for you. I'm smiling because of the retrograde. I love that you have the guts to do it. That's the bold Aries energy pushing you along. Never mind, who cares about the retrograde? Because honestly, we could still slowly get to know someone in that regard and not jump or rush all in. I always try to encourage new relationship. The only thing I try to encourage is be, no intimacy until the retrograde's over. It makes, everybody says it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference, whatever. We don't listen to the guidance or whatnot. I think on that topic, I would get to know somebody a little longer before I jumped all in during a retrograde. It's not that you can't meet someone during a retrograde, I feel like it's very open. So I hope that helps. All right, now, Michelle, where are you? All right, hold on now. Taking a little water here, guys. I think you could tell I've been playing in the plants so much in between my calls and whatnot that I could feel a little bit of that in my throat as well. Pollen is terrible. All right, hold on now. Michelle, this is for you. I have a little bit of a lineup already. So, for those of you coming in, good morning. It is so great to see you. I'm going to try my best to go through. I'm really being called to a couple of people this morning. All right, let's take a look. I feel like there's a lot of great energy ahead after a period of contemplation. And really, honestly, what spirit is saying, this is for you, Michelle, to look at the blessings that are coming before you and not from the past, because I feel like when we are hyper-focused, and everyone has this in their nature, I'm not singling you out, you're human. As human beings, we always want the thing we can't have first, and we focus on it. And a lot of our energy goes into what we can't have, right? Well, what your cards are saying to me is that there are blessings coming that you can't see. So even if you're focusing on something over here, there are other things over here 10 times better that are going to come to you very, very soon. So I'm thinking very strongly that you are going to. It says expect the unexpected in the area of the heart, and when you least expect it, there is love in your life or an abundance. But there's also another blessing that can be better Or even better than what I'm saying about your heart picture, because it's more about your finances, your maybe a career path, a job, something like this is also going to come in and really be an unexpected event. I do believe within a couple of months or so, you're going to get this and you're going to see it. I feel strongly about it's like something it's like you're looking over here at your romantic life and I feel that strongly, but there's something coming to you that you don't see that's going to be a bigger blessing than your romantic life even. And so it's almost like you're being protected from going too far too fast in one area to not miss the opportunity with the other. And that's basically what they're showing me, and I hope that's good. It's showing me a lot of strength, a lot of balance, and a lot of self-love and self-nurturing. And it doesn't mean it's not coming from the past, but I also see you looking forward, okay? So let us know. Come back and tell us and share what's happening and where that gift is coming from. And it's more of your professional life and your financial life than your personal life, but you'll have both. And I hope that helps. Carrie, thank you so much. She said it's called Time Left app. It's not a dating app. That's right. But someone did meet someone romantically from it. So this is how I learned about it. And it's about having dinner with five strangers. Jim, this is for you because I figured you'd take a little run with it and come back and share and you could be the guinea pig. But it looks kind of fun and interesting and definitely broadening your horizons. While you're at it, you may as well look into it. So it's called when I have these weird when I get these pieces of information, I usually give it to Carrie to filter out for me because she gets to the bottom of it. And thank you for that. And I appreciate you, Carrie, too, for helping always. Because I'm so busy channeling forward that when I get this information to try to share, I want to make sure that it's okay. So she's like my judge and my general, you know? All right, now let me look. I'm going to come in the room again. Carrie, I'm going to take a peek at you here. Michelle, I'm getting a number for you also. It's the number 4 4 4 or more, they're actually saying weirdly. I hope that helps with something. 4 or more. Interesting. Also, Jim, for you, I'm getting the third something or other. And also a number 7. So, what they're writing is the third is looking like it's in a box of sorts, like a package. I should say what I'm writing. And the seventh is also showing up. So, but it's that way. Third is in a box, seventh ahead. I don't know what that means. Okay. Come back and let us know what those numbers mean. Carrie, let's take a look at you here. Going back to my regular deck. You know, you guys, I had to take my retired deck out this week. I'm having, it's a retrograde, so I cannot believe looking back at it now of how I was reading with them was unbeknownst to me. I'll have to show you a photo again soon when I could painlessly go look at them again. But in any case, I miss them terribly, and at the same time, I know they're no, you know, I this deck is so strong now and ready and working hard, and but boy, did I look at them, and I just don't know how I. I don't know where the messages were just so unbelievable because the faces are definitely off the cards. And I knew what they were. It's crazy. I can't wait to show you soon. I think I'll do it before the retrograde's over. Maybe next week or the week after, we'll take a peek. And it's shocking to look back at that, which is fun, but still hurts my heart. All right, hold on now. All right, Carrie, let's take a peek here. I don't know if you've been dreaming at all. You're definitely growing in your intuition. I could tell you that. You are the high priestess energy all the way. I see movement here for you, and it's more of passion, adventure. I don't know if you're taking a little bit of a getaway or a trip, but you're supposed to be. I feel that very strongly. I also see a younger fire sign headed your way, which I love, after a period of rest and recovery. So they take you through this process ahead where there is new energy that wants to come in. But it shows weekend getaway. I'm hoping you can do it. I don't think you have to wait long to do it, or I know you're going to do it. I'm just hoping it. No, you're not going to wait long to do it. You need to get away. I see a lot of fun and this new energy of a fire. It's a fire sign, very chemical, very strong chemistry like this. Younger, but not embarrassing younger. I'm only teasing you. Good, positive younger, youthful, stuff like that. Very passionate about you, and I love that, and I hope that helps. And let's see. Who's next? And Carrie, let us know about your adventure. Ariana, so sorry. Lots of love. Sometimes, I am going to mention this today because it's very much a part of my process of late. And also, my daughter, Sydney, who you all know, she's really grown so much that sometimes I have to kind of catch her in the wind. But it's so nice that the kids are close. Everybody says they're not kids anymore. Okay, well, what do you call them? My young adults. I don't know. They're my kids. So, in any case, it's very interesting because there's a site. Edgar Cayce is much on my mind of late, and I've been going back to certain things about him. It's kind of coming full circle. And because he was born on Sydney's father's birthday and he passed away on Sydney's birthday. I had a lot of this coming full circle after I met John Joseph. It took many, many years to figure all this out, but there's some kind of connection. Anyway, there's a bar website. It's like an Edgar Cayce site. It's BAAR.com. It's connected to the Edgar Cayce Institute, but it's a shopping, it's a store you're going to spend some money at. But I'm thinking of castor oil for some reason, like the PAX, the migraine, so many things, so many good things. Now, please, if any of you have allergies to castor oil, please don't use it. And that's all, up to you and your doctor, whatever. I'm very hesitant because it, castor oil can be used for many things, but they do make a castor oil pack that, Ariana, it's so good for my, I could tell the back of your neck is tight also, causing a little tension in your jaw, moving up to your head. Let's take a look at those castor oil packs. To put on, I actually feel putting on your neck would be good, okay? I really hope that helps. All right. Thank you so much, Michelle. That's so funny, my New York accent. My husband makes fun of me every day. Yesterday, I forget my, oh, the word was our dogs. He says dog, and I say dog. But in any case, that was the word of the day for my New York accent. But he does poke me every day about my accent, and we have a lot of fun with that because he is so southern that people actually sadly interrupt him to find out what he's really saying because it's that southern, and I am that northern where he thinks I mispronounce every word in the dictionary. So it's pretty fun, and thank you for that. I'm glad that it soothes someone instead of scares them. I love it. All right, let's see. Hey, you know you're in good hands because I always have your backs, so that's for sure. That comes from my New York, definitely. And that Aries moon. If you guys need a backup, I am always here. And you will know if I'm angry. You will know if someone wronged you by this, by the tone of my voice, because sometimes I'll act like, oh, this is nothing. They didn't mean it, you know, da da da. And I am all sweet like. And then you'll know if someone's harming you because I will attack them verbally. And so I'm sure many of you figured that out already. All right, but we can always tap into that energy when we need to. Now, Quelly, let me say good morning to you. It's so nice to see you here today. And super excited that you're here as well. Lots of blessings. I do want to take a look at you, and if you're, and I want to wait until next week. I don't really want to push. I'm getting like in about a week we'll need to chat, okay? Maureen, lots of love to you too for your MRI. And I'm not worried. I'm not like, of course, there's always, I'm concerned about all of you when you're going through a little crisis, but I definitely feel okay. I know you're tough and I know you'll get through that. Pamela said, complicated, convoluted situation. My brother's ex-girlfriend has had custody over my brother and she is aggressively alienated. Ugh. We don't contact her because of any. Okay, it brings too much grief. We were notified that he had been placed in a nursing home. I wonder if we'll be able to see him without having to interact with her. I do believe. I mean, you should try, Pamela. Let me just take a peek at that. That's a very gut-wrenching. I'm so sorry you're going about this. I hate that you're experiencing this. It's just so crazy what people do for con it's obviously, you know, it's either black or white to me. This is so dark. Like, why? There's no reason, you know, because it serves her selfish energy, whatever. I hate it. It sounds very, difficult. And I'm just gonna be very brief here, but I do want you to try. I'm being really drawn to that, to make an effort in the big scheme of things. Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, I don't know, whatever her weirdness is, not allowing it. I do feel you're going to make an attempt. I cannot tell you that it's a thrilling situation where he is, but I do feel there's a reason you're going to go, okay? So go for it, is what I want to say. All right, I can't tell you it's gonna be, and I'm not gonna sit here and blow smoke. You know this, so I don't want to say it's an amazing scenario or situation, but I do feel confident that you're gonna be fantastic on the other side of it. Okay, just you'll feel better if you do it. Okay. All right, everyone. I guess. Jay, our producer, saying it's time to go. So he's like, shut up, Kat. No, I'm only kidding, guys. Look, it's Aries energy. Please be well. Please take it easy. I know the amazing CA Brooks. How about you? Because she's coming up next at the top of the next hour. I love all of you. I'm so grateful to be with you here every single week. And I can't wait until the next Tuesday, okay? Take care. Take it easy in the retrograde, everybody. And enjoy this little bit of peace before we pick up some pace. All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Jay, for being our producer. See you over at One to Listen, everyone. Bye-bye now.